episode 1113, When You Are Too Tired.
It's time to train for life and love your journey. In this episode of Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, you'll learn new ways to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew your mind, body, and spirit. Please welcome your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop sign,
watching people drive by. Happy, happy day. It is the weekend, and I hope you are celebrating with your family and enjoying some well-rested, deserved time. I know I'm taking a break finally today. I don't think we have strangers in our house. I think it's just going to be our family. Woo, we are so excited. But when life gets tough and throws you curveballs, what do you do when you are too tired? We're going to dive deep when it comes to marriage, love, and being tired. For those of you who are brand new to Create You Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. Well, I pray that your week has gone absolutely beautiful. Our week has been long. I'm still trying to recover from my hoarse voice and the move, so bear with me. I'm in an echoing chamber. Maybe eventually in another week or so, we'll actually be in the studio. But for now, well, you just got to do what you got to do, right? In our life, it's crazy how we have to take a moment and kind of stop what we've been doing. Stop just the regular things, the regular responsibilities, the day-to-days, the I've got to go do this, I've got to run my errands, I got to pay my bills, because something else happens in the world that we're living in. Yesterday, we got our TV. I think we've been without TV now for about almost a week and a couple or so days. I don't know. I've lost track. Every day is blended into the other. And when we turned it on, I was like, oh, haven't missed much. Have you ever felt that way when life is going so fast and things are happening and maybe you're in a situation right now or a season in your life where you really have just kind of unplugged from the world because of where you are? And you begin to find that you are so tired, you're so exhausted because life is throwing you in all different directions. When you are too tired, how can you love without being grouchy and selfish? The one thing that's threatened as stress and overwhelm moves in is your love for each other. And that's not because you don't love each other anymore. It's the fact that you are super comfortable with where you are, with who you're with, and you let it all hang out. You know when you were dating, remember way back when? Okay, I know, maybe that's pulling back a few decades. But when you were dating, you made every day so special, every moment. You always put your best foot forward, but now, oh no, we don't let anything stop us. If we're moody, we're gonna be extra moody. We just say what we feel. We don't do or have any control. There's no emotional control. There's no language barred. There's no courtesy extended. You are who you are. You attack out of love. But that's not love. In fact, it hurts more than it serves. And love is an action verb, right? We're supposed to take action when it comes to love. And when we're hurting people, that's not the kind of servitude that God is wanting from us when it comes to love. And the sad thing is when you're too tired, you hurt the ones you care for the most. I know with this move, it's been very taxing on my patience, both with the children. I talked a little bit yesterday in our episode of where we were and how I underestimated their abilities, their strengths, and what they really could accomplish. I know my children are amazing. All mamas and daddies think that. We think that our children are the best in the world. But when life hits us in real time, it's a little bit different. The story changes. We can talk all we want. And that's what I hope that you get here from Create Your Now, is that I am as real as it gets. And this move has been a tough move on me. I'm beyond exhausted, both physically, my muscle fatigue is like, I'm carrying a gallon of milk or sweet tea or something like that. Yes, because we haven't had actually milk in I don't know how long. I finally went to the store yesterday and got some milk. Yes. So the kids are excited. They can have milk in the morning and some juice. But we got our sweet tea. We're in the South, right? We got to have our sweet tea. And so lifting that even, my arms were just tired from moving. I mean, we have been packing since last week. So we've been packing. We've been doing this for 2 weeks. And I got to tell you, I'm done with it. I am so done with it. So my hubby took the day off to help with a few things around the house here, the new house where we're at. And I was so grateful with that. But then what did I hear from him? I heard just, oh, I'm so tired. And I just really wanted to shake him. And I got to tell you, I didn't shake him. But a couple times I did spout off to him and say, you have no idea what tired is. I have been exhausted for days. Your children have struggled for days. And you're sitting here whining about where you are. Then I stopped for a moment and thought, gosh, how is this serving him? How is this serving me? This doesn't help either of us. It's not getting us to the goal of emptying the boxes and organizing our life so we can begin to start our new life. You know, he's been down here since the summertime and we've been up north and now we're trying to merge back together. So he has already been here. But the kids, I've got to get them settled and get them into school and get their rooms prepared. And in order to do all of that, well, you got to get all your stuff down here. And that just causes more chaos. Well, he's trying to do his stuff. But what makes him mad is sometimes he's focusing on things that I really don't want him focusing on. But me sitting here complaining and yelling at him and saying, why are you doing it that way? Is that helping anything? Is that serving a purpose? No, it's not. It's just tearing us apart. Satan loves when that happens because it's just that little, you know, wrench right there in the middle. It's just kind of that wedge that comes in and just twist and twist and twist. And he's like, yeah, I'm winning this battle. When you are too tired, how do you act? We got to be careful. Love is so delicate. Love is as delicate as a flower. And as we continue to hit at it and throw things at it and abuse it and not take care of it, what happens? It begins to get worn down and torn apart. Then it begins to wither away. It turns brown. The pretty petals, right? They fall off and it eventually dies. You never want to hear from your spouse, I've fallen out of love. You see, I know what that sounds like. So stop making the excuses of when you are too tired, I can just be grouchy. I can just be selfish. I can say whatever I want because, well, you should know me better that I'm just kind of moody, so get over it. That's not the way to approach love with the person that you said I do with, the person you said I want to spend the rest of my life with. Yes, we need those moments of forgiveness because we all are going to have a few of those moments, but those moments can't last days upon days upon days because it will wreak havoc on your marriage for years upon years upon years. When you are too tired, how can you love without hurting those you care for the most? Here is your KISS, the Keep It Simple strategy. Give love with your communication. Words have power, extreme power. And so when we talk and we have words that come out of our mouths, whether they're four-letter words, three-letter words, or there are a long, you know, full of words strung together, they create impact, sometimes positive, sometimes negative. But when we are in a grouchy, moody, selfish, I don't care about anybody but what I want to get done and where I'm going because, well, that's just how it is. I'm exhausted. I'm overwhelmed. I'm stressed and you're getting in my way. When you cop that kind of attitude and you adopt those words in your sentences, and you attach the emotions to it, you attach the volume of which you speak, you better watch out, because you are in for a destructive ride in your marriage. You're slowly killing love. And love is a gift. So you have to give love with your communication. What does that look like? Well, let's break down the KISS, the Keep It Simple strategy. Number one, speak out of concern. Be intentionally gentle. Gentle. When we are so grouchy, and I got to tell you, I have been grouchy. And my children and my husband, they call me out on it. And we call each other out on it. And we do it out of love. We say, whoa, okay, time out here, Mom. You need to take a break. And I'm like, okay, I know what I'm feeling. I'm giving myself a timeout, or I'm leaving the room, whatever I need to do. Because we know that what I'm saying isn't helping the situation. So you have to be intentionally gentle when you are extra grouchy. And that is so hard to do. But when you do it, it actually calms you too. It actually slows you down enough to say, whoa, what really matters here? What is it? What am I really trying to accomplish? Am I trying to destroy a beautiful marriage with one word at a time? Or am I trying to build us up where God wants us to go by changing how I say things? So speak out of concern. Be intentionally gentle. Number two, listen. God gave you two ears for a reason. Listen intently with purpose. Now I say that because when you are listening intently with purpose, it's going to slow you down. And when you're grouchy, everything is 2 to 3 times faster. Because you just want everybody to go away, to leave you alone. You want to do your own thing on your own time. But when you stop long enough and you use both ears, not just a half an ear, but you use both ears to listen intently with purpose, then you begin to hear what really needs to be heard. Also, don't interject your own thoughts and ideas as to what is going to be said. It's so easy, especially for us women. We want to fill in the blanks before our husbands even finish their sentences. I do it all the time. I cut him off. Why? Because, well, my mind sometimes, most of the time, is moving much faster than his. It's just how I work. It's my makeup. But it's not an excuse to sit there and cut my husband off every single time. And when I am in a bad mood, when I am grouchy and I am so tired that I can't even see straight, I've got to listen even more intently with purpose, because that's where I'm so quick to jump and attack. And I don't mean to, but it's what we do. So number one, speak out of concern. Number two, listen intently with purpose. And finally, number three, validate. Validate your spouse. Lift him or her up with your words. When you put them first, when you're grouchy, you're going to see a shift, and you're going to see a shift in yourself more than in your spouse. Why? Because it makes you feel good. Wow, I can actually do that. That's awesome. I don't feel like it, but I did it. It's a pat on the back. It's like, yeah, it's a win for you. It's success. And when you have that success, what does it do? It makes you feel better, and it begins to get you out of your grouchy mood. No more excuses. Leave the excuses for, well, I don't know who. You don't need the excuses anymore. Give love with your communication. Speak, listen, and validate. It's not easy. Life is not easy. God never said life was going to be easy. But we can go about life in a different way. We can put smiles on people's faces even when we're a grouch. And I got to tell you, I have been a grouch these past few days. And I have done my best. I think I smiled a lot with the movers, and we had incredible movers. We had great teams load us and unload us. We had great creators. We had people that came with our TV service and all of this and our roofer and everybody who has come to help and serve us. It doesn't help them for me to be a grouch. But the thing is we might be able to be nice to strangers, but what about the people we care for the most? Yeah, that's usually who we hurt. Stop hurting the ones you love the most. Maybe you're in a season that it just things are really, really crazy. Click on the link, take aim in the show notes. I have a free gift for you. It's a coaching call with me. When you click on that link, a little form will pop up. Just fill that form out. It comes directly to me. Nobody sees it. I don't have a secretary or an admin. My husband doesn't see it. You know, I don't even share it with our little puppy dog, Rhino. It's just to me. That gives me just a basis of where you are. And it gives me the opportunity then to reach out to you so we can schedule your coaching call. Yes, it's going to be live with me. Now, I've been very honest with you all. I have been moving and things are a bit crazy. So I ask for your patience. I promise I will return your note to me, your email. I hear you. And if for some reason over the next couple weeks, if you have not heard from me, it's a possibility you ended up in my junk or spam. So please resend it again. It's not that I'm ignoring you. I do check my junk and spam folders, but sometimes that even gets messed up. So I appreciate and love you for your patience and in honoring me by doing so. And I really do because I know it's tough. And when you're in tough situations and you want answers and you're kind of eager to like, oh, I want to hear from her. I promise you it's coming. I do promise you. But I also know that I have to take care of my health. I have to make sure I'm taking care of my family too so I can take care of you who are also my family. So with that being said, when you are too tired, give love with your communication because love is a gift. Words matter. And most importantly, you matter. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.